Welcome, NPFs, to Normal Paranormal, Season 2, Episode 3. Be forewarned, this show does contain adult language, adult themes, and other things that may not be appropriate for those under the age of 18. Listen at your own risk.
Normal Paranormal features investigations into strange happenings, hauntings, the supernatural, unexplained occurrences, creatures that go bump in the night. And now, here they are, the Normal Brothers. Listen, if you dare.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, NPFs, and welcome back to Normal Paranormal Season 2. So, to catch you guys up, we had a bit of an adventure in our last episode. Abner is currently, MIA. I mean, we know where he's at, but he's not gonna be in the studio. He got bit by spiders because of Timothy, technically.
I was trying to get the spiders off of myself, and I was unaware of the fact that Abner had arachnophobia.
Well, everybody's unaware that Abner's afraid of anything until he turns into, like, a 9-year-old girl. But don't... Abner, if you listen to this, I love you. Alright, don't come kill me. So, today, it's just gonna be me and, Timothy opening the show. We might, you know, read some emails if we've gotten any, and we're gonna catch you guys up on everything we did, and actually, to start things off, we're gonna give you a highlight of last episode. It's been a while since we had an episode, but this is the highlight from last episode. Just give it a listen, and I'll see you then.
Oh fuck, Amna?
Oh my god.
There's more than one.
Okay, Timothy, stay right the fuck there.
Timothy?
Oh my god.
Turn around.
Oh my god.
They're all over his back.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Timothy, don't. What the fuck are you doing? Timothy! Why are you spinning around? Oh my god, Jesus.
I'm trying to get
fucking
back.
Hey,
I'm
this
trying
spider's,
to get back.
Oh my god, I can't fucking see.
Timothy, stay
oh
still.
God.
Stop it.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh, Norman.
Deep breath. Deep breath in. I don't want to touch you, but
They're gonna fucking bite me. They're gonna fucking bite me.
Abner,
oh my god.
Abner, you gotta chill. You gotta just take a deep breath.
I can't.
I'll take them out.
Spiders on my hands and they're on my arm. Oh my god, I can feel them crawling down my back. Holy. Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god, I can feel them coming down my pants like.
Oh shit.
God. Oh my god.
Oh god.
I'm done with this fucking. Oh my god, what if it fucking bit my nuts?
Alright, so, yeah, Abner, we've been to see him in the hospital. He's recovering. He got bit a lot. Like, a lot. Mostly on his manhood. And I'm sure he'll talk a lot about that in the next episode. But right now, what I want to ask is of my co-host, Timothy.
Uh-huh.
Explain to me why exactly, whenever covered in multiple species of spiders, why would you stand in place and spin around to get them off of you?
I thank you so much for asking that question. My mother, who in her life has been covered in spiders many, many times and covered in hundreds of spiders, she taught me that whenever you have that many spiders on you, you should become a human top and just spin as fast as you can. Spin like a record, baby, ride round. She also taught me my skills of being a mama otter and saving things and keeping them afloat. When I was 12, she would throw me into a kiddie pool and throw rubber duckies in there. Oh, I was blindfolded too, just to add a little extra adrenaline. And I would have to save all the rubber duckies and not let them sink before I could save them. And I had to float on my back the whole time and have them all on my chest in under 30 seconds. And then, as my reward, I got to have Lorna Dunes.
That is incredibly fascinating. All right, so you have a lot of extraordinary skills, as we've discovered with your Mama Otter, and many others that you've mentioned in the episodes. What can you tell me some more of those that we could maybe exploit in supernatural investigations?
Well, I thank you for asking that question. My father, who is also a wise man, he taught me how to be an aardvark. He used to work with them in the desert whenever we lived there for a while, and he taught me how to dig into thick stone and rock. I also can use my tongue like an aardvark and grab pieces of cereal and things. That was one of Flo's favorite things about me, except it usually wasn't cereal. Sometimes it was Funyuns.
That is, I didn't need to know that. That is a little disturbing. I don't see how that would help us, but thank you. Thank you for the input, Timothy.
Oh, you're most welcome.
And actually, since you mentioned your mom, she called earlier this week to check in on us, and I figured we'd give that a listen. So, yeah, here it is.
Hello. This is Timothy's mother calling in. I just wanted to report. Well, I've been busy. I understand that you boys had a little bit of a run-in with some arachnids. Those little devils, they can be bad. I'm so glad to hear that Timothy remembered how to spin right round like a record baby. That's one of my favorite songs, too. I wanted you to know that I took some time to come up there and visit that little boy, Abner, in the hospital. He didn't know that I was there because he was sleeping, and also I was pretending to be a nurse because they wouldn't let me in, so I stole a lab coat and then an ID badge, and I made my way in there, and that poor boy needed himself a good rub down. He did. I took some time to take care of that. His little bedpan was quite full. It was not a... It's like when I had to work at the truck stop. Anyway, if Abner happens to ask about it, don't tell him it was me, because there's... Some things got out of hand, and then I let myself go just a little bit. I couldn't help it. I will tell you, I can exactly count the number of bites on his manhood. It's a lot. I had to use geometry to figure that out. Anyways, well... I'm feeling quite a bit younger these days with all of this action you boys are throwing out there. I wanted to know if maybe you could hire me as your secretary, since that little monkey head, what was his name? Jeffrey, he did so many things to cause you troubles. I thought perhaps I could come there and just help you out with the filing, and maybe if occasionally you needed a rub down, I could do that for you. I have a resume, and I have a LinkedIn profile as well that I sometimes keep up to date with my activities. I will be happy to send that along with some Lorna Doones. You know you boys love those. Well, I guess that's all the time I have to talk to you. I'll be waiting for your call, and this is Timothy's mom, if you forgot. Bye-bye. I love you, Mom.
There are so many things wrong in that phone call, and a lot of things that I'm never going to get out of my head. I did not need to think about Miss Fitzherbert that way, nor did I need to think about my brother. I think that's all the time we have for the show today. We'll keep you guys posted. Abner should be back soon, and he'll be back on the show. Timothy, you wanna say bye?
Goodbye, everyone. Make sure to practice your mama otter skills and make Timothy proud.
I'm sure they will. All right. Carpe Nocturnum, folks. We'll keep you posted. We'll release a new episode very shortly. Seize the night, folks. Open the door, Timothy. Go. Get up.
I'm going. I can't get the door open. It's stuck.
Timothy, you're pulling it. You gotta push the door, not pull it.
Ow. I got it.
You've been listening to Normal Paranormal, Season 2. Please visit our sponsors, Happy Hearts Designs, Dramedy Acting, and Tessera Productions. Any references to historical events, real people, or real locales are used fictitiously. Other names, characters, places, and incidents are the product of the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Ta-ta for now. Make sure you check underneath your bed in case something spooky is there.